Stack of people wanting to have their say. We'll get to Brad Fittler when he's available to have a chat to us on Wide World of Sports. He's got a few interesting meetings happening, I believe, tonight in relation to Origin and everything else. So we'll let him tell us what he's up to. Damien says, howdy, Mark. I just heard you say Mick Potter taking charge at Canterbury. I'm sure you met Harry Potter. All the best from Damo. Thank you, Damo. Tony's at Elderslie in Queensland. G'day, Tony.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you going, mate? I think in relation to Bulldogs case, they've got to think out on the square a little bit, don't they? You know, they've had, you know, local born and bred guys, and then they've had the exports. I think they should go for someone like an Ange Postecoglou. He's got success wherever he goes.
Well, given what he's done with Celtic, remember all those commentators in England that were saying, Ange who? Well, hasn't Ange had the last laugh, the former Socceroos coach? Look, it won't happen, Tony, but if you want a left field option, he'd be handy pickup. And you speak of left field, even right. Anthony Mundine's thrown his hat in the ring. I mean, please.
Oh,
thanks,
boy.
Tony. Appreciate the call, mate. Terry's at Ramsgate. G'day, Terry.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. You're a Doggies fan. What are your thoughts on what's happened this week?
Yeah, mate, we've been struggling for quite some time now. Me and the young bloke have watched every game non-stop or either listened to it on the radio. And after the last 2 weeks' performances, I said, that's it, I'm done. I won't be watching another game until changes happen. Just too much anxiety.
Well, the changes have happened, mate, haven't they? They've obviously got rid of Trent Barrett, or he's resigned anyway. Who would you like to see in the top job long-term at the Doggies?
Mate, it's a proud club, and we've got a lot of money. We can't just get anyone into that position. You got to throw everything at it, like, and you got to get a coach in there the players are going to respect. You know, you can't have a mate and have a beer with him and whatever. You got to have a coach that the players are going to fear, that if they don't pull up their socks and play on game day, they're going to sit on the sideline next week. It's that simple.
Well, let me throw a couple of names at you, right? So Cameron Serraldo, he's untried. Look, there's big raps on him out at the Panthers as an assistant coach, but at the end of the day, he's untried. Do you go for someone like Cameron Serraldo, or would you prefer, Terry, for them to go with someone like Shane Flanagan or Paul Green, who have obviously won premierships and have a bit of experience and runs on the board? What would you prefer?
I'd go with a hard head like Shane Flanagan or Paul Green, or even, you know, go for someone that's already tied up to another club, like a Ricky Stewart.
All right, well... Yeah. They've got some big decisions to make, haven't they, Terry? Well, we'll wait and see what happens. Good on you, mate. Lovely to hear from you. 131873, the number. Well, usually I'd have this man sitting next to me in the studio for Wide World of Sports, but he's got some meetings taking place, and he's the busiest man in Australia at the moment. I speak of Brad Freddy Fittler. Hello, Bradley.
Hello, Mark. I'll tell you what I am. Is the sorest man. Just walked 40 Ks with Roy Simmons. Oh, my God.
I've got one word for you, Brad.
Chafing. I never can't believe I've got a sore neck out of walking. That's when you know you're in trouble.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, it's unbelievable what Royce is doing, and we know he's got his health battles, and one of the greatest men in rugby league that you'll ever meet, and you obviously have a great association with him. He's doing a fantastic thing raising money for Dementia Australia, and that walk's underway from Goolagong, and good on you, mate, for getting involved yesterday. It's fantastic.
Hey, thank you. I like his reason. You know, he said he got the diagnosis, sat around for a week, felt sorry for himself, and thought about Mark Hughes and said, well, he got off his ass and did something about it. He thought, well, I better do the same. And I think he's up around 700,000 already he's raised, and he's got 8 days to go on the walk. So it shows you what type of character Royce is and the amount of support he's got off people.
Yeah, he's an amazing man, and I look forward to being there at Bluebet Stadium out at the foot of the mountains when he walks in with the rest of the crew following on from what is an extraordinary journey and a big walk raising money for Dementia Australia. Brad, it's been a big week at Canterbury, mate. What have you made of all the news, the demise of Trent Barrett, Mick Potter now as the interim coach? They've got some big decisions to make at Belmore, haven't they?
Well, they've made a few of them, so they've actually given themselves a little bit of time. State of Origin's around the corner, so I think there'll be other things in the news. You know, I think Trent Barrett left saying, well, he didn't think he could get any more out of the team. And you know, when you're starting to feel that way as a coach, and I've been in that position, then sometimes it can be pretty futile. You're continuing to do the job. So I think he's pretty selfless call on Trent's behalf, and allow the club, I suppose, to move forward and go down a different path. And it's Mick Potter this weekend. We wish him all the best. They've got a They've got a winnable game against the Tigers. And we'll see how much responsibility the players take for their form, I suppose.
I've got to let our listeners know too, Brad. I mean, you come in to work on a Wednesday night and we sit around and have a laugh. We talk about a whole range of things, usually nothing to do with football before we come on air. And you're just this laid-back character, loves his footy. You've got the best job in the world. I want to know what you thought when your name popped up as a potential candidate for the Canterbury coaching gig.
Well, it came through. The message came through. And my wife just elbowed me in the side of the head and said, "You won't be doing it."
Is that Marie in the background?
She's about to elbow me with the other elbow. Yeah.
Have you ever indicated that there is a desire to get back into NRL coaching? I mean, you've got the pinnacle at the moment, well, coaching an Origin team. Is there plans for you to return down the track sometime?
No, I've got a 2-year contract with the Blues at the moment, and I love what I'm doing. So, but I'd never say no to anything. You know, I do realise it was a great challenge. You know, I learned more in that. We had a great year at the Roosters, and then we had an awful year. And I've got to say, I learned more in that awful year than I've ever learned in my whole life. So, you know, I wouldn't be scared of it.
All right. Well, we'll obviously wait and see what happens with the Doggies' job, and we'll let them talk to you if you're willing to talk to them about a potential coaching gig into the future. But as you say, you've got a 2-year deal with the New South Wales Rugby League. On to this weekend's footy, Bradley. We run through your tips each week for topsport.com.au and Lowe's Menswear. Round 11, Thursday night footy, Newcastle taking on the Brisbane Broncos.
Hard to get past the Broncos. I know they get a few back in Newcastle. I think it's a really good test for Katoni Stags, actually. You've got Kalen Ponga coming around that side. He's going to have a few more players this week. A bit more experience. I think Tyson Frizzell's back. So I'm going to go the Broncos, though. What they're doing at the moment is pretty impressive.
Leichhardt Oval, 6 o'clock Friday. Brent Naden, no longer a Bulldog. He's a West Tiger. Doggies and West Tigers at the, what do they call it, the 8th wonder of the world, Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah, I'll go to the Tigers. I'll go to the Tigers.
Tigers in that one. Parramatta and Manly. This will be a beauty at CommBank Stadium Friday night.
Yeah, Murata Nakora back. Ryan Madison pushes his way into the team, which has been very deserved. And I'm going to go with Parramatta.
Dragons and the Warriors. The 3 o'clock game at Cogra on election day. Dragons there. Cowboys and the Storm.
Ooh.
I went the upset if it helps.
Cowboys.
Cowboys at home, you beauty. What about your Roosters taking on your Panthers Saturday night at the Sydney Cricket Ground?
No victory rate. I think they'll taken so long to get to their style of play, and now they lose you know, their main playmaker, really. Victor's so much of a part of their game. So very hard to go against the Panthers at the moment.
Was the inflicted part of your plans for Origin, Freddie? I mean, he's disappointed, but hopefully he can get himself fit and put himself in the mix for game two, eh?
Well, I think for the last 3 years, he's been part of the conversation. And it's about this time of every year that his body's sort of let him down a little bit. So, you know, we just wish him all the best. Hope he gets better soon. I'm not sure how long the injury they say is going to keep him out, but we cross our fingers for him.
All right, Sunday afternoon footy, Rabbitohs and the Raiders.
Raiders at Dubbo, isn't it?
Yeah, Apex Oval in Dubbo. Raiders, the green machine for Brad Fittler. And finish up the round for me. Sunday afternoon, the game on 9, Cbus Super Stadium, the Gold Coast and the Sharks.
I'll go the Titans. I love watching Jaden Campbell playing last week.
All right, Titans to beat the Sharkies. Freddie, put the feed up, get the Epsom salts ready. Maybe even a little massage tomorrow. We'll see you on the telly. Wide World of Sports right across the weekend.
Good on you, Mark.
See you, legend. There he is, Brad Fittler, the New South Wales Origin coach. And if you want to donate to Royce's Big Walk, there's a website. And, you know, for our listeners out at Penrith, I know how much he's adored at the foot of the mountains. And so many people in rugby league love Royce Simmons. I certainly do. Go to roycesbigwalk.com.au, roycesbigwalk.com.au, and we'll certainly give it some more publicity right across the weekend on the continuous call team as well. Stack of text messages coming through. What are your thoughts there on the comments from Brad Fittler? I know the last 24 hours he said, nah, not happening. But he did say he's not going to say no to too much. So if he's got a two-year deal with the New South Wales Rugby League, maybe, maybe just he could be in the mix for a Canterbury gig. Who knows?